Lecture, Persistence Before Law. Good morning. Before we talk about laws, I want to talk about something much simpler. Staying. Here's a strange thing about the universe. We talk about rules as if they come first. But rules are useless if nothing lasts long enough to follow them. So today's claim is this: before there can be laws, there must be persistence. Let me give you an example. Imagine you invent a game. Beautiful rules. Elegant mechanics. Now imagine the board melts after one move. Does the game have rules? Technically, yes. Practically, no. The rules never get a chance to matter. That's the situation with most possible structures. They are allowed. They are imaginable. They are gone before anything can happen. No law can govern what doesn't last. Here's the test I want you to remember. Take any rule, any pattern, any explanation. Now apply it to itself. Again. And again. If it contradicts itself, if it changes its own meaning, if it destroys the conditions that let it operate, it disappears. No experiment required. This isn't about choice. Nothing is being selected. Nothing is being optimized. Nothing is being guided. It's just failure. Structures don't survive because they're good. They survive because they don't break immediately. Everything else vanishes quietly. People often talk as if physics is about choosing the best option. Minimum energy. Least action. Optimal paths. Those are useful tools. But they come later. At the bottom, there is no choosing. There is only refusal. Refusal of contradiction. Refusal of instability. Refusal of self-destruction. Let me tell you a story. When I was young, I used to think explanations were about adding detail. More mechanisms. More rules. More cleverness. Then I watched most of my ideas fail. Not because they were wrong in some dramatic way, but because they couldn't survive being used twice. They worked once. Then fell apart. That was the lesson. Consistency is not a static property. It's a process. A rule survives being applied. A structure survives being nudged. A description survives being simplified. Each survival step throws something away. Details. Options. Alternatives. What remains looks stable only because so much has been lost. This is why survivors look special. When only a narrow set of things can last, what remains feels tuned, precise, deliberate. It isn't. It's just all that's left. A bridge that stands after an earthquake is not optimized. The collapsed ones explain themselves. So when you see order in the universe, don't ask, why was this chosen? Ask, what failed so completely that it left no trace? That's the mindset of this course. We won't build explanations upward. We'll strip failures away. And what remains, what refuses to disappear, we'll call real. Next time, we'll take the next step. We'll talk about why persistence isn't random. Why the set of things that can last has a shape. And why most of theory space is empty. See you next class.